At a recent funding conference in Beijing, celebrated Singapore-based investor Jim Rogers spoke about the wealth of opportunities in China for companies and investors alike.
I'm investing in pollution control. Look out the window. You will see that China's filthy. Well, Beijing is doing a lot about this, spending a lot of money to clean it up. One belt, one road. A lot of money on railroads. There are many ways that you can invest in China. Agriculture, healthcare. So I, at the moment, for the most part, am investing in parts of China, the Chinese economy, where Beijing is spending their money. They have more money than I do. They're smarter than I am.
Success in China means gaining access to a market of 1.3 billion people, a prize almost irresistible to businesses from across the world. But as the taxi-hailing company Uber found out, simply having a market dominance elsewhere or a good business idea isn't always enough to create success in China. Foreign companies cite several reasons for frustration or failure, among them finding workers with the right skills, perceived preferential treatment for local companies, and raising awareness among the public. So many opt to work with businesses already operating in China. But Cao Chan from Shenya Capital warns even having a local partner is no guarantee of success.
Didi has the backing of local tech giants like Tencent and Alibaba, but it also has support of local government and the local press. So it's very hard for Uber to compete without the same set of support. Many of these foreign tech giants are sometimes a bit naive when they first entered China. They thought that, you know, it's going to be a cakewalk because they're dominating other markets.
Tom Simpson from the China-Britain Business Council works with companies hoping to become successful in China. He says it all comes down to research.
Every market is different. It's not just China that has its complexities. If you look at other markets, even, you know, markets like Korea or Japan, there's complexities that come with entering those markets also. And so companies in general see it very much as part of the course that you've got to go through that process of research and understanding local regulation, understanding local, you know, culture, customs, the role of the government, the role of the state-owned sector. In general, companies, you know, willing to play ball.
So, is there a recipe for success? And how should foreign companies approach access to the Chinese market? Cao Chan from Shenya Capital again.
Uber China is completely a localized team with local executives and the local decision-making capacity. But still, when it comes to, for instance, PR relationships with local government and the press, it probably lags behind Didi. And that's how Didi was able to do the catch-up and eventually leapfrog Uber.
Things are changing. Continued reform and opening up is creating a more foreign-friendly terrain for overseas companies. But it's clear, unless they fully understand China and its people, many firms will fail. For CRI, this is Bob Jones.